Hi, I'm Gene. I'm an alcoholic. It's good to be back. Last time I was at this meeting, I guess, was September last time, and before that it was before I moved out east. Things have been good. I have a new partner in my life. She's a wonderful woman. My work has been flourishing, been promoted, and now hiring new people to work for me. And I'm really excited by that. I also have been invited to interview for a couple of professorships at Johns Hopkins, which is really exciting. I don't know if I will... if I would take one, even if they offered it to me, but it's definitely something that is very gratifying to be considered for. My sobriety is going well. I found a Wednesday night men's meeting out there. They are not like you. But it's a good meeting, and I found a new sponsor at that meeting that I stay current with, and my life has really just been continuing to improve, and that's a credit to this program. And I think the topic that I would like to talk about a little bit today is the whole concept of progress, not perfection. Because that is what has really been, that is the aspect of the program, I think, that has made the biggest difference in my life. I used to need and demand instant gratification about everything, and drinking was like that for me. You know, I drank to anesthetize myself against life, and I do not like feeling bad. I do not like experiencing emotions that make me uncomfortable, and alcohol gets rid of those for me. And that was one of the major reasons that I drank, was to obliterate all of those negative emotions. And in getting into the program and learning how to deal with life the way that we have to deal with life as sober people, as sober men, to move forward, I have really hung on to that concept of progress, not perfection, because, you know, I have always been a B-plus guy. You know, I had a 3.4 GPA in high school, I had a 3.4 GPA in college. I have always been willing to work hard enough to get a B plus, and you know what? I think a lot of times I'm a B plus sobriety guy. I go to one meeting a week. I don't pray. I did the steps. I did them in order. I did them with a qualified sponsor, and that was crucial for me. But fundamentally, I'm not the guy who sits down every night and reads the big book and explores all those things. But I do work on my sobriety on a regular basis. And I haven't done this thing perfectly. I don't know how to do it perfectly. But I've always made progress. And I have found that when I give what I can give today to move forward, that my life tends to get better from one day to the next. It's not an endlessly rising theme, but it's more up than down. Lately, I have been doing that sort of 12-step work of applying these principles in all of my affairs, and that is the principle that has really helped me at work. It is the principle that's helped me in my big new endeavor, which is running. And, over the past year, I've run 5 half marathons, and I'm signed up in October to run the Marine Corps Marathon in Washington, D.C., and I'm going to give it the full 26.2, and there is no way to start from scratch and run a marathon. You'll die. or at least I would. And so I have had to make progress, because I can't be perfect immediately. I've had to make progress slowly, one step at a time, literally one step at a time in this case, for a couple of different years now, in order to get myself to the point where that's even conceivable. I did the longest run of my life last Saturday, and it was 15.4 miles, and it took me 2.5 hours, and I hurt like hell at the end of it. And you know what? The next day I got up and I ran 3, and earlier today I ran 6, and I'm doing the things I've got to do to get myself in shape to achieve a goal that I really want to achieve. And I couldn't do that without sobriety. I never exercised before I was sober. I didn't exercise for the first 4 years I was sober. But now that I have begun, finally, you know, I called myself a newcomer until I had 5 years sobriety. But you know, it's been a little while now, and I'm starting to get this thing. I'm starting to get how my life changes when I do things, that I need to do, and things work out for me when I apply the principles of this program in my life. I say what I mean and I do what I say most of the time. And I don't get in trouble so much when I act that way. And I can do things that I never dreamed that I could do, just by taking it one step at a time, giving the best I've got that day. Most days, I don't give the best I've got every day. And not expecting myself to be perfect as soon as I start. I've been able to make progress. And by making that progress, I'm here today, sober for 7.5 years, and happy. I'm happy. And that's what I like. Thanks. Thanks.